各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是成圣之道。
For this afternoon topic, we are going to use the truth of becoming holy.
虽然比较严肃一点，但是却能够提升我们的品德。
Although the topic seems a little bit too serious, but I think that will lift up our spiritual life.
那么也能够提升我们在神的面前的尊贵性。
That also will lift up our noble status in front of God.
我们如果能够在神的面前的尊贵性越来越加强的话
，If we can increase the level of our noble status in front of God，
当然呢对得救的把握就更为更为宝贵。
Then we can have more confidence on be saved.
那么有关成圣的道理呢，我们下午要把它分为四个阶段。
For this topic, we are going to use four points to explain this topic.
第一个阶段呢就是水洗。
For four periods, first period is washing.
也就是说，我们每一个要相信耶稣的，必须要接受浸礼的受罪洗礼。
In other words, everyone who wants to believe in Christ has to receive the water baptism.
这个洗礼能够让人成圣。
Because this water baptism will make us become holy.
那么第二点呢就是这个道洗。
And the other thing is the wash from truth.
也就是说道理神的真理能够洁净我们的行为。
Because the truth can wash our sin in our heart.
借着圣经的道理，让我们能够得到造就。
Through the words in the Bible that we can be edified.
第三点就是有关灵洗。
And the third period is the wash from the Spirit.
灵洗就是受圣灵的充满。
In other words, is the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会帮助人成圣。
Because Holy Spirit can help us to become holy.
圣灵好像焚烧的灵要来烧尽我们的杂质。
Because the Spirit, just like the Spirit of fire, can burn us to be qualified.
第四个部分就是火洗。
And the fourth point is the wash from the fire.
所谓火洗，火炼金坚，就是遭遇到试炼。
To refine us the fine gold, that means we have to pass the trial.
对人来说是一件痛苦的事情。
Of course, if we encounter painful things,
但是却能够让人更加完全。
However, that can refine us to be a pure gold.
人生的终极就是要去见神。
Because the ending of the human life is to see God.
我们能够在神的面前成为一个有尊贵的人。
If we can become a noble person in front of God.
圣经告诉我们就是要成圣。
Bible tell us what we have to do is to become holy.
我们请看希伯来书十二章十四节。
Please turn to Hebrew chapter 12 verse 14.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 14.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。希伯来书的作者在这边告诉我们要追求两件事情。
Here the author of Hebrew tell us we have to persuade two things.
第一就是要众人和睦。
We have to make every effort to live in peace.
人不能够单独生活。
Because a man cannot be alone.
大部分人的个性都是好群的。
Because man is a animal of a grouping.
那么人能够呢很融洽的在一起生活。
If a man can be live in peace,
必须大家和睦。
The main theme is to be harmony.
所以这个对我们团体来说是非常重要。
Therefore, to a group, harmony is the most important factor.
虽然每个人的个性不一样
，although we have different characters in our own，
少数的人他的个性比较乖僻
，and some of the members may have strange characters。
大多数的人都很容易接纳大家的。
But we believe most of people, they have common characters and can receive one another.
那尤其基督徒呢，追求和平是神的主意。
Especially for Christian to pursue on living in peace, that's the will of God.
那么能够和平在一处呢，当然呢，有时候要接受人的原谅，也要原谅别人。
Of course, in order to live in peace, we have to accept others' wrongdoing or forgive others.
那么第二点呢，他提到说我们要追求圣洁。
The second point tells us we have to pursue to be holy.
这就是能够提升我们的品格。
That will lift up our spiritual virtue.
能够建立我们的尊贵性。
That can build up our noble status in front of God.
提升我们在神的面前的分量。
And that can rise up the evidence, the importance in front of God.
人是从神来的，将来还要回到神那边。
Because man is coming from God, in the end, has to return to God.
但是在人间的这一段时间，
But in the period of time as a human life,
如果被世界的罪恶污染了，
If we've been impure by this world,
当然呢，见不到圣洁的神。
Then we cannot see the God of holiness.
我们每个人都喜欢能够高高兴兴地在神的面前。
Everyone would like to have a happiness time in front of God.
这是人生很好的归宿。
Because this is the good ending of a human.
那么要达到圣洁呢？刚才有提到第一点要经过水洗。
In order to become holy, first point we just mentioned is to be washed through the baptism.
这是我们真耶稣教会很重视的一个圣礼。
Because this water baptism is the holy sacrament in the true Jesus Church.
借着受罪的洗礼，让我们能够成圣称义。
Through the water baptism, that our sin can be washed away.
我们请看哥林多前书第六章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
11节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
哥林多前书第六章十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
你们中间也有人从前是这样的，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借助我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣称义。保罗在这边提到说，你们中间有人从前是这样。
And here Paul says, is some of you just like this?
这是第九节到第十节不好的行为。
Which is according to verse 9 to 10.
那么这种不好的行为不能够承受神的国。
All this wrongdoing cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
当然呢，也就是说不能够见到神。
In other words, cannot see God.
但是如今呢，已经奉主耶稣基督的名，已经洗干净了。
But today, through the name of Jesus Christ, that all the sin been washed away.
所以我们要成为圣洁呢，必须经过水洗。
Therefore, to be sanctified, we have to go through the water baptism.
为什么呢？
What's the reason?
就是因为人有罪。
Because human has sin.
到底人有什么罪呢？
And what type of sin has a human had?
当然呢，第九节、第十节所记载的这些罪行，我们是不会的，不会有的。
On verse 9 and 10, all these wrongdoing, of course, we will not commit.
但是呢，人在神的面前还是不完全。
However, in front of God, man is not perfect.
人一生下来就有罪。
Once the man was born, is born with sin.
还没有行为表现。
Without any deeds.
我们把它称为原罪。
We call it original sin.
因为在诗篇五十一篇里面有记载说
，Because on the Psalm chapter 51 tell us，
大卫在向神祷告的时候
，When David prayed to the Lord，
他说他还没有生下来，在他母亲的肚子里面成胎的时候就有罪。
And David prayed to God, says, I even sinned in my mother's womb.
那么这种原罪人人都有
，because everyone carry this original sin，
也就是人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后所传下来的。
And that sin is inherited from our first ancestor Adam and Eve commit the sin。
那么人人有原罪以外呢，还有本罪。
Another is the sin from after birth。
虽然大多数人都是很忠厚诚实的人
，Of course, many people are honest.
但是呢，人缺乏对神应尽的本分。
However, men still lack of doing duty to God.
也就是说，不懂得敬畏神，遵守他的诫命。
In other words, men do not know to worship God and obey His commandment.
也就是说，人应尽的本分没有表现出来。
In other words, is the basic duty of a human does not perform on the man.
虽然不觉得自己有罪，但是在神的律法对照之下，我们是不完全的。
Although we may not feel we go against God, but in the law of God, we do commit the sin.
那么因为罪的存在，罪的结果呢，就是死亡。
Because the sin lead us to the death.
人为什么会死？
Why a man would die?
不是因为生病
Not because the illness.
也不是因为年纪大
Not because of the ages.
最主要的原因圣经告诉我们就是罪的原因
The most important factor that Bible tells us because of the sin.
本来始祖亚当夏娃在以甸乐园里面生活
Adam and Eve originally lived a happy life in the Garden of Eden.
不会受死亡的威胁
They were not being threatened by the death.
就是因为后来违背神的命令
But later on they go against God
死才临到众
Then the death come upon man
这是保罗在罗马书里面有阐明出来的
Because Paul in book of Romans tell us clearly on this point
那么后来呢人要用什么方法才能够让人暂时在神面前呢
可以
得到赦免
In which way man can be sinless in front of God?
按照希伯来书的作者他所研究的
under the author of the Hebrew,
也就是说，人要得到洁净，必须靠着血的功能。
For man to be holy, has to go through the effectiveness of the blood.
因此呢，古代以色列民族要暂时在神的面前成为圣洁，必须要经常宰杀羔羊。靠着羔羊的血来得到洁净。
Therefore, in ancient time, Israelites, in order to stand in front of God sinlessly, then they have to kill, slaughter the animal, use the blood to wash their sin away temporarily.
但是这些条例一直到主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候呢，全被主耶稣来成全了。
However, all this law being complete and fulfilled by the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣要成为一株神的羔羊
Because Jesus will become the Lamb of God
所以施洗约翰就曾经这么向他的门徒介绍
Therefore John the Baptist tried to introduce Jesus to his disciple
说看啊这位耶稣就是神的羔羊
To see this Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God
请看约翰福音第一章十九节二十九节
Please turn to John, Gospel John, chapter 1, verse 29.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
John, chapter 1, verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到，他那里就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”施洗约翰介绍耶稣给他的门徒认识。
Here, John the Baptist tried to introduce Jesus to his disciples.
他说看啊这位耶稣就是神的羔羊
And he said look the Lamb of Lord is Lord Jesus
所以主耶稣被钉在十字架上好像古代的羔羊被宰杀一样
Therefore when Jesus was nailed on the cross just like the ancient time when the animal been slaughtered and take the blood to wash the sin
那么他所流出来的宝血成全在今天我们洗礼的时候能够发生功效
And the blood he shed on the cross bring the effectiveness of the water baptism.
所以当彼得得到圣灵以后的时候，第一次的布道。
Therefore, when Peter received the Holy Spirit at his first sermon,
感动了三千人来信耶稣。
That moved 3,000 to believe.
那时候这些要相信耶稣的人问彼得说：“我们要怎么办？”
And all these 3,000 people asked the same question: What should we do?
彼得就告诉他们这个受罪的道理就是洗礼。
And Peter told them the truth of redemption is through the water baptism.
请看 使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Please turn to Apostle Acts.
使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦免，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”彼得告诉这些要相信的人说
，And Peter replied to the all believers,
说必须要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名来洗礼
，And has to repent and to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，今天有很多基督教派啊不主张洗礼能够赦罪
，And today many denominations of the Christianity did not emphasize the water baptism relate to the salvation.
但是这里却记载。洗礼就是要使罪得到赦免。
However, here tell us the water baptism is the way to wash our sin away.
这是非常重要的道理。
This is important truth.
主耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹呢，已经接受到水洗呀。
And brother and sister who are in the true church already received the water baptism.
因此，在神的面前已经称义。神圣的人
Therefore, in front of God, you are justified.
但是我们还生活在这个世界上。
However, we are still live in this world.
难免有肉体上的软弱。
More or less, we have the weakness from the flesh.
因此我们要经常接受道洗，就是道理的造就。
Therefore, we need the words to purify us.
借着看圣经，借着听道理。
And through the reading Bible, through listening the sermon.
好像我们天天照镜子来整容一样
Just like every day we face the mirror in order to correct our matters.
随喜一个人一生只有一次
Because everyone only get one time in his life for the water baptism.
但是道洗要经常接受的
However, the wash from the words should be done often.
我们请看以弗所书第五章二十六节。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
要用水借的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。使徒保罗在这边说啊。
Here, Apostle Paul says.
说要用水借的道理把教会洗干净。
And cleanse the church by the washing with the water through the word.
教会就是我们这个属灵的团体
Because the church is the spiritual group.
不是指的这个会堂
That does not mean the church building.
是指的弟兄姐妹的这种属灵的团体
The church means the congregation of the brothers and sisters.
那么这个属灵的团体要成为圣洁
In order to purify and to become holy for the church.
除了借着水洗以外，还要借着道理来造就我。
Rather than by the washing of the water baptism, but also through the words.
因为人带着肉体很软弱，经常有过失。
Because man is in the flesh, we always commit the sins.
人能够在神的面前完全是不容易的。
You know, it's not easy to become holy in front of God.
所以圣经提到要找义人很困难。
Therefore, Bible tell us it's very hard to find a righteous man.
我们请参看传道书第七章二十节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastic chapter 7.
传道书第七章二十节。
Ecclesiastic chapter 7.
二十节。
Verse 20.
时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。这里提到说，经常行善不犯罪的人
，and here tell us, a righteous man and always do right.
世上很难找到这种人
，it's hard to find on earth.
也就是说，人不完全。
Another words tell us, a man not easy to be complete.
虽然在人的标准之下呢，好人是很多的。
Of course, under the standard of human, we can find many good men.
但是呢，在神的律法的标准之下呢，人就很不完全的。
However, under the standard of the law of God, we cannot find any good man.
当然呢，我们信主的弟兄姐妹也不例外。
Of course, same apply to us.
所以我们就要经常接受道洗。
Therefore, we have to often receive the wash from the words.
借着听道理来提醒我们。
And from the sermon that always remind us.
借着看圣经来自己有所感觉。
And from the reading Bible, we can get the experience out of that.
那么无形中就能够洁净我们的行为。
Then, more or less, gradually, we can purify us.
那么也就是说神的道理有洁净的功能。
In other words, the words of God that really edify and sanctify us.
所以圣经记载古代有一些敬畏神的人。
In the Bible, recall many great believers in the ancient time.
他们呢常常借着神的话来洁净他们的行为。
They always use the words of God to edify and sanctify themselves.
那么我们现在也是一样的。
And same as today.
我们请看诗篇一百十九篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 119,
第九节第十节。
Psalm chapter 119, verse 9 and 10.
啊，诗篇一百十九篇第九节。
Psalm chapter 119, verse 9 and 10.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵循你的话。第十节。
10.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。十一节。
11.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。这里提到说，人能够用神的话来洁净自己的行为。
Here tell us man can use God's word to purify his conduct.
啊，这种道习对我们啊来说也是很重要的。
Therefore, the importance of the words.We can see that.
所以有时候呢，我们有软弱缺点呢，自己不觉得。
Sometimes we may not get the feeling out of the against God.
但是有时候在看圣经的时候，一对照呢，啊，才发觉不对了。
However, when we read the Bible, apply to our conduct, we find that we do it wrong.
或者是有时候呢，在听道理的时候感觉到了。
Or we get the experience from listening the sermon.
那么对他呢就能够得到造就。
Then this sermon or Bible reading can edify this person.
所以主耶稣在跟门徒做婚礼的祷告当中也曾经这么说。
Therefore, when Jesus separated from the disciple, he gave a good sermon to the disciples.
说求天父借着他的道理来洁净他的门徒。
He prayed for the disciple, may the Lord can use the word to purify his disciples.
使他的门徒呢啊能够渐渐啊达到完全
，and make his disciples gradually can become pure。
那么我们呢要借着神的道理来洁净我们
，and we use the words of God to purify us。
除了借着我们要看圣经听道理以外
，not only through the Bible or through listening the sermon。
圣经记载，我们经常能够去思想神的话
，but also to always。Think, ponder on the words of God.
能够牢记神的话
To remember the words of God.
也能够帮助我们成圣的
That also help us to be purified.
所以古代神为了要以色列民族能够牢记神的律法
In the ancient time, God want the Israelites to remember his law.
曾经吩咐这些做父母亲的
And he commands all the parents.
在他所生的小孩还小的时候
when the children was young
就要绣经文在那个经文用经文的带子呢来绑在他的头上
therefore they need to put the verses on the head of the children
或者是把神的律法绣在他的这个衣襟上
or to put the verses on the clothing
让他的子女能够经常去思想神的话
and that can make the children always to be reminded from the words of Lord
还有一点就是把神的律法呢写在门楣门框上
or to write the commands of God on the door frame
让他们一出门能够再温习一次神的话
therefore whatever the entrance or get out of the house they can be reminded from the words of God
犹太人他们很注重神的律法
Jewish people quite emphasize on the law of God
所以这个民族成为神所拣选的。
Therefore, this nation been chosen by the Lord.
但是今天我们相信耶稣的人
，But today we all believe in Christ，
才真正属灵的神的选民呐、啊。
And we are the spiritual chosen one from God。
主耶稣在给门徒洗脚的时候
，When Jesus washed the feet of disciple，
他在阐明典礼性的洗脚以外。
Not only explain the sacrament of the foot washing，
他也提到说要彼此洗脚。
He also mentioned you have to wash your feet quite often。
所谓彼此洗脚，就是指的道洗的意思。
Wash the feet for one another means to wash our heart with the words of the Lord。
也就是说，借着道理，大家互相劝勉，互相勉励。
In other words, through the words, we can encourage one another.
这样就成为彼此洗脚。
And that we can call to wash the feet for one another.
那能够让人呢更加完全。
And that can make the human to be more complete in front of God.
所以有时候人的缺点必须要啊借着别人来告诉我们。
Sometimes man's shortfall need other person to tell you.
啊，这也是一种啊用道理来洗一样的。
And this is the same effect that wash from the words.
有一个小故事。
There's a little story.
啊，有三个同学。
There's three classmates.
有一天，有两个在学生宿舍睡午觉。
And one day, two or three sleep on the school accommodation.
那么其中有一个呢，他没有睡午觉
，and one of the three does not sleep.
他在温习功课
，and this person studied the books.
当他功课温习完以后，看到这两位同学睡得很熟的时候
，after reviewing the textbook, he saw that the other two classmates falling a good sleep.
他就想要跟这两位同学开个玩笑
，then he tried to make a joke for these two.classmates，
他就啊拿两株这个啊彩色笔呀、啊、
，then he take two paintbrush，
啊一支黑的，一支红的
，one with the black color， the other one with red，
就在这两个同学的鼻子上，把它画一个红点，另外一个画一个黑点
，then he use one with the red dots and the other one put on a black dot，
那么这两个同学醒过来以后。
When these two classmates wake up,
一个看到对方的鼻子有黑点
，one saw the other with the black dots on the face.
他不告诉他
，and he did not tell him.
他说你是黑鬼呀、啊、
，and he tell the person you are the black devil.
那另外一个同学看到他的鼻子红红的，因为对方骂他黑鬼，他就骂他红鬼。
And the one with the red dots.Be called from the other classmate as a red devil.
那两个人就说：“你为什么骂我红鬼？你为什么骂我黑鬼呢？”
They try to argue, "Why do you call me black evil and why do you call me the red evil?"
他说：“你是名副其实的
，because you deserve the name."
那两个人就越吵啊，越大声
，and they argue quite loudly.
那第三个同学躲在旁边笑
，and the third classmates are laughing.
因为这两个同学彼此之间都不告诉对方
，because these two classmates will not tell the other there's a dots on the face。
后来两个人就吵起架来
，then they are quarrel seriously。
那这另外这个同学就拿个镜子给他们照一照
，therefore the third classmates use the mirror to bring to both of them。
当这两个同学知道自己的鼻上有这个红点跟灰点以后
，when they realize they all got the black and the red dots on the face，
两个人就不再打了
，and they will not quarrel anymore。
因为真的呢，啊，是另外一个同学恶作剧，让他们呢，啊，鼻上有红点跟黑点的。
Because that's the joke made by the third classmates。
如果这两个同学一醒过来
，if these two classmates when they wake up，
很善意的告诉对方。
They are friendly told the other party.
那两个人就不会吵架。
They will not see any quarrel among them.
啊，这也就是说，能够很实在的来告诉对方的缺点。
The point tell us we should frankly and friendly tell the shortage of the others.
啊，都能够得到造就的。
Then we can be both edified.
所以我们要成圣，除了随喜以外呢，啊，道喜对我们来说也是重要的。
To be holy not only through the water baptism, but also through the wash from the words.
那么有关第三点灵洗，就是圣灵的充满。
And the third one is the spiritual wash. That means the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
人要靠着自己的立柱，有时候不能够实现。
A human depend on his or her determination, it's hard to fulfill these things.
但是圣灵要帮助我们。
However, Holy Spirit would help us.
在我们教会里面有很多奇妙的见证。
There are so many miraculous testimony happen in our church.
有的人本来有一些坏的习惯戒不掉。
Some people carry the bad habits hard to quit.
但是很奇妙的，当他得到圣灵以后
，But miraculously when a person receives the Holy Spirit,
能够把它戒掉。
And the person can quit the bad habits.
人的个性是不容易改变的。
Man's character is hard to change.
但是得到圣灵以后。
But once the person receives the Holy Spirit,
很奇妙的会渐渐改变
miraculously, generally will change the bad habit.
这就是圣灵的力量
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看以赛亚书第四章第三节
Please turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter
4. 以赛亚书第四章第三节第四节
Book of Isaiah, chapter 4, verse 3.
以赛亚书第四章第三节第四节
Book of Isaiah chapter 4 verse 3 and
4命凑上记名的必称为圣先知在这边提到神以公义的灵和焚烧的灵来帮助以色列人
And the prophet here tell us God used the fire of righteousness the spirit of righteousness and the spirit of the burning toPurify the elect one.
能够呢做些能够让这些选民呢在神的生命册上能够记上他们的名字
That can make the chosen one's name being recalled on the book of life.
因为他们借着圣灵的帮助已经成为圣洁
Because through the Holy Spirit they become holy.
那这一段预言的圣经已经成全在我们教会里面
And this fulfillment has been fulfilled in our true church.
所以我们呢，可以借着圣灵的帮助。
Therefore, we can use the power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们呢，来更加完全。
That can make us to be more complete.
保罗他曾经这么说。
Paul once says,
他说我立志为善的时候由得我。
When I determine to do good, it's hard to apply.
但是表现出来却不能够由得他
But when I want to perform the good deeds It's hard to obey my heart
这就是说人非常的软弱
That tells us as a man is weak
但是圣灵帮助了他
But the help from the Holy Spirit
让他呢能够渐渐刚强起来
That made him grow strong and strong
所以圣灵就是我们成圣的帮手
Therefore, Holy Spirit can consider helper for us to become holy.
先知以赛亚在这边说
And the prophet Isaiah says here,
主公义的灵也是焚烧的灵
Tell us the judgment of the spirit of judgment is the spirit of fire.
公义的灵每个人都要给他的
And because everyone will receive the spirit of judgment.
但是公义的灵也能够发生它的效果来焚烧人的杂质
However, the spirit of judgment will bring the fire to burn out all the impurified things
所以人常常被圣灵充满以后
Once the person being fulfilled by the Holy Spirit
能够成为新的人
Then can be renewed as the new person
我们请看撒母耳记上
Please turn to Book of Samuel First Samuel,
第十章第六节
Chapter 10, verse 6.
撒母耳记上第十章第六节
First Samuel, chapter 10, verse 6.
耶和华的灵必大大的感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话，你要变为新人。扫罗被拣选要做王的时候
，When Saul been elect as a king.
在这之前，神的灵要感动他。
Before this, God's spirit will come upon him.
能够帮助他成为一个新的人。
That will make him change into a different person.
那么今天圣灵跟我们同在。
And today, Holy Spirit is abide with us.
同样的要帮助我们。
Therefore, he will help us.
所以我们为什么要经常祷告被圣灵充满？
That's why we always emphasize the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵除了要成为我们得进天国的凭据以外，
Not only to become the guarantee of enter the kingdom of God.
有很多的功能要发生在我们的身上。
There's many functions that the Holy Spirit will carry out on us.
所以主耶稣应许门徒要得到圣灵的时候，
Therefore, when Jesus promised that the disciple will receive the Holy Spirit,
说必须在耶路撒冷等候从上头来的能力，
and ordered them to stay in the city of Jerusalem to receive the power from above.
所以圣灵就是一种力量。
Therefore, we can see Holy Spirit is a power.
要来协助我们，帮助我们成圣的。
And that power can help us to become holy.
那人要成圣，除了做三样以外呢，还有一样就是由神安排的。
Beside these three steps, there's one more step arranged by God.
最初呢，主耶稣呢，他曾经要给门徒接受的。
And this also is the promise from the Lord Jesus.
也是他成为人主的时候本身所经历过的。
And he also experienced when he was the Son of Man.
我们请看马太福音第三章十一节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter
3. 马太福音第三章十一节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
我是用水给你们梳洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋子也不配的，他要用圣灵和火给你们梳洗。梳洗约翰在这边介绍主耶稣的时候，
Once again, John the Baptist introduced Jesus.
他说我现在是用水给你们梳洗。
He said, Now I baptize you with the water,
叫你们能够悔改。
For repentance.
但是呢，在他以后要来的有一位能力比他更大。
But the one after me is more powerful than I am.
这一个非常珍贵，我给他提鞋子都不配的。
And this one is more noble than for me, it's not worthy for carry his sandals.
那么这一位来呢，要用圣灵和火给你们梳洗。
And he come will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with the fire.
他所介绍的这一位就是耶稣基督。
And the one he tried to introduce is the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣完成救恩以后，
Therefore, when Jesus Christ completed the salvation,
他所应许的圣灵就降下来临到门徒的身上。
Then the promised Holy Spirit shall upon the disciple,
好像今天临到我们身上一样。
And just like today when we receive it,
那除了圣灵的洗以外，
beside the wash from the Holy Spirit,
约翰也在这边说，他也要用火来给我们梳洗。
John more emphasized the one will use the fire to wash us.
但是火洗并不是人人需要的。
But the baptism of fire is not necessary to apply everyone.
所谓火洗就是从神来的试炼。
The fire of the baptism is the test from the Lord.
从神来的所安排的患难教训。
Is the trial arranged by the Lord.
当一个人受神管教以后，
When a person been taught by the Lord,
遭受了很多的熬炼以后，
and receive many trials from the Lord,
让他能够调转他的脚步，
that will make his footstep been rearranged,
让他能够跟罪恶断绝，
and that can make him disconnect from the sin.
这是神在不得不的情形之下，
and this is the way that GodHave to help us.
但是有的人呢，在人的面前非常完美。
However, some of the person is perfect in front of man.
但是在他的内心却有潜在性的骄傲。
But in the person's heart, there's pride behind the sin.
那么神也往往借着火洗让他更加完全。
For this case, God will use the fire to wash that sin away.
那圣经也记载这种敬畏神的人。
And Bible also record that such a person who is fear God,
曾经接受活洗更加完全。
And they receive more fire of baptism to become more complete.
其中就是约伯记里面所记载的这一位约伯。
One person we should mention is Job.
在约伯记的第一章第一节就介绍约伯的完全。
Because the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1 tell us the blameless of Job.
这种完全正直敬畏神远离恶术的人。
Because the person is far away from the sin and the fear God and the blameless.
当然呢不需要活洗。
Of course, do not need any baptism from fire.
这是人所看的是不需要。
In front of God, it's not necessary. In front of man, it's not necessary.
但是呢在神看起来还需要。
But in front of God, there is a need.
因此呢，约伯这么好的人就遭遇到火洗。
Therefore, since Job was a good man, but he still received the baptism of fire.
当然，火洗临到对他目前来说呢，亏损很大。
First of all, we can see he seems received the great tragedies.
事业失败。
He lost the business.
后来又生病。
He get the illness.
但是这是暂时性的。
However, all these are temporary.
在这受打击这段期间里面
，and through the trials,
让约伯更认识神
，that make Job to know God more.
让约伯呢更加完全
，enable Job to be more complete.
所以他后来这么说。
Therefore, at the end, he said,
请看约伯记二十三章第十节。
Please turn to Job chapter 23, verse 10.
约伯记二十三章第十节。
Job chapter 23, verse 10.
然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金坚。约伯在这边说。
Here Job say,
神最了解他。
Of course, God knows him.
神知道他所行的是完全的。
And God knows him, he is on the right path.
他在神的面前好像一块金子很珍贵。
He, in front of God, he just like a pure gold is precious.
但是这一块金子里面还是有杂质。
However, in this gold, there's still unpurified things in it.
那么经过神试炼以后
through the test and the fire of God,
这些杂质都除尽了。
And all these impure matter been washed away.
他今天在神的面前是金金。
Therefore, today, in front of God, he can call himself as a pure gold.
真的在神的面前提升了他的珍贵性。
It's true, in front of God, he raised himself up on the noble status.
所以神为了要提升我们在他的面前的珍贵性。
Therefore, God wants us to be lifted up in front of him.
因此呢，在他的美意的安排之下
，under his beautiful will arrangement.
基督徒有时候也会遭受到患难。
As a Christian, we may encounter the trials.
但是呢，我们不能够怀疑神的慈爱。
However, we cannot make any doubts on the blessing of God.
我们必须忍耐，继续依靠真神。
We should be endure all the tribulation and depend on God.
所以有时候神借着患难，让我们跟罪恶来断绝。
And God used tribulation for us to disconnect from the sin.
有时候神借着患难让我们学习顺服。
And through the trial, God want us to learn patience.
所以希伯来书的作者在阐明基督在肉体受苦的时候。
Therefore, when the author of Hebrews saying about when Jesus was on the earth,
他讲得非常奥妙。
And it's very mystery way.
他说能够让基督学习顺服
that make Jesus Christ to learn submissive to be submissive
能够让基督学习忍耐
and to allow Jesus Christ to learn enduration
也从此确立了成为得救的根源
and that also confirm the roots of salvation
请看希伯来书第五章
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 5
第八节第九节
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9.
希伯来书第五章第八节第九节
Hebrews chapter 8, chapter 5:8-9.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。第九节。
9.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。主耶稣带着肉体的时候，
When Jesus was in the flesh,
他曾经遭受到很大的苦难。
He once encountered great suffering.
最大的苦难就是十字架的苦难。
The greatest is the suffering on the cross.
他还没被钉十字架之前，在科西马尼园祷告的时候，
Before he was sacrificed, the prayer he did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他知道为了所要承受的这种痛苦。
He understand in order to carry the suffering.
所以他祷告对天父说啊。
He prayed to the Heavenly Father.
这种苦杯如果可以不要让他来喝的话，
If possible for him not to drink this bitter cup,
就求天父把它挪开。
May the Lord just move the bitter cup away.
但是他又说不能够按照我的意思。
But later on he said, not according to my will,
要按照天父你的意思。
But according to your Father's will.
这就是主耶稣在那顺从的祷告当中啊。
And this is the prayer of obedience.
也让他学习了忍耐。
That also, in that prayer, he learned the patience.
所以他才能够接受十字架的痛苦。
Therefore, he can take the suffering on the cross.
来完成救恩。
That really complete the salvation.
但这个却成了我们呢永远得救的一种根源呐。
However, because of these, that become the source of eternal salvation.
所以和洗呢能够帮助一个人更加圣洁。
That the baptism of fire can purify a person.
在我们教会曾经过去老一辈的一生很热心服侍主。
And before there's a good believer in the church.The person served the Lord for life.
也有几个他们要蒙主恩召之前。
And once they were called by the Lord.
那么接受到这种活洗。
And they received the baptism of fire.
然后主耶稣再把他召回去。
And after that, Jesus called them back.
那么在人看起来好像他不完全。
In the eyes of man, it seems incomplete.
其实神对他个人的要求是比较高的。
However, we can see the requirement from that person is different from others in front of God.
当然呢，他将来在神的面前的尊贵性也是更大。
Then we can believe in a later day he received greater prize in front of God.
所以活洗并不是人人愿意接受的。
The baptism of fire, not everyone would like to receive one.
这是神认为必要的时候就会安排。
That's according to the arrangement of the Lord.
让人能够更加完全。
That make the people more complete.
我们再看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3,
十四节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14.
彼得后书第三章十四节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 14。
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望做些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可主宰，安然见主。彼得在这边提到说，弟兄姐妹，我们盼望主的再来。
And here Peter tells us, brothers and sisters, since we are looking forward on the second coming of the Lord,
我们盼望主耶稣所预备的新天新地，
and we are looking forward on the new heaven and kingdom,
要我们去承受这个福气，
because we are going to inherit the blessing of that.
但是在这之前，我们必须服侍主殷勤的表现。
However, before this, we have to serve the Lord and work fervently.
在主耶稣的圣工上能够殷勤来进行
and make every effort on his word
那也要努力灵修让自己没有玷污无可主宰
and make every effort to be found spotlessly and blameless
那么将来在主耶稣的面前我们就很安然
then in the later day we can see God in peace
安然见主。
We can see him at peace.
这是一件啊可以得到安慰的事情。
And this is the most comfortable things we can receive.
啊，我们台湾有很多教会。
In Taiwan, we do have many churches.
啊，一个弟兄他是属于阿里山鹿野教会的弟兄。
And one of the brother is belong to the Ali Mountain, Ali Shan Church area.
他年轻的时候很热心。
And when he was young, he was fervent in the church.
但是呢，啊，他很容易嫉妒人恨人。
However, he had a very bad habits, easy to jealous.
他在教会算是一个很有恩赐的人。
He is the gift person in the church.
但是他内心的这种情形。
But because of this spot,
啊，只有主耶稣知道。
That spot that the Lord, only Lord knows it.
那么有一天呢，他在异梦中啊。
And one day in his dream,
梦见他上天堂。
He has the vision. He went up to the heaven.
他非常高兴。
He was happy, of course.
他认为他是一个很热心的人。
Because he believed he was fervent enough.
配得进天堂。
And enough for him to be worthy enter the kingdom.
但是当他踏进天堂门的时候，
when he entered the gate of the heaven,
有两个天使，
there's two angels appear.
抬着一个很大的镜子摆在他的面前，
and bring a big mirror right in front of him.
说弟兄稍等一下，
and hold on a second brother，
要进去先整容看看。
Before you entry you have to make up yourselves。
那个这个弟兄呢站在这个大镜的面前，
when this brother stand right in front of this big mirror，
自己的啊真面目都看得很清楚，
then he realized his true face。
他认为自己是非常的洁白，
and he believed he is spotless。
但是后来又有一个天使出来，
and then there's another angel appear，
从他的啊心窝一比呀，
and point on his heart，
一看他发现他的心为什么黑黑的，
then he figure out there's a black dots on the heart。
那这个天使都没有对他说什么，只是啊摇摆他的手，天堂你还不能够进去的。
And the angel wave his hand says there's no way you can enter now。
那么这个弟兄在睡梦中非常紧张就醒过来，
therefore he scared and wake up。
奇怪，我什么地方都很洁白，为什么只有心是黑的呢？
He puzzled, what's that black spot means in the heart。
他从此他就一直地检讨自己，
start from that point he start to examine himself、
啊、才发现他真的有这种缺点。
Then he discovered what's the meaning of that spot。
那这位弟兄呢？啊，现在呢，可以说比以前好得多了。
And we can see that brother is much more better than before.
也就是说，人能够安然见主。
For a person can see the Lord at peace.
这是一件啊很高兴的事情。
And this is the most beautiful thing.
所以彼得在这边啊勉励我们。
Therefore, Peter here, right here, encourage us.
啊，能够在信仰上殷勤。
And we can be fervent in the faith.
啊，能够让自己啊成为一个无所主宰的人。
And we can make us to become spotless and blameless.
能够安然见主。
That we can see the Lord at peace.
所以成圣之道对我们来说是很重要。
Therefore, the truth of becoming holy is important to every one of us.
啊，下午讲这些给大家做参考。
And we use this topic as the sermon.